maybe do you have some questions? Yes, yeah, some
in your brain.
To me, that was good. Because you wanted to come here. You eager to come here. And your mind is maybe fully devoted to your practice here. So, I think that is good. Fear. Fear, you say, that is not just fear. You see, there's some, when you are very, your mind is very alert. You feel that kind of feeling too. That is how you felt, how you felt, but there you may feel some other way. At that time you felt it. Sometimes you will feel great joy instead of fear. Some unusual feeling you may have if you really want to do something. You will feel a kind of excitement when your mind is excited. Something unusual will happen to you that is not bad. You shouldn't have negative understanding about it. Hi. Emotion. If you define the emotion, it is good. But if you take let alone policy or emotion, it is not so good. It needs some to define or to emotion itself cannot be always acceptable for them training. But that kind of element is necessary. It will push your practice. For instance, putting various problem aside, if you practice Zazen, still you will have emotionally, you will be involved in some particular problem, even though you are sitting. But in such case, the emotion you have, for instance, you have garden, and came to the far and practicing Zazen. The emotion you have about her will help your practice, will encourage your practice. And how you feel, maybe, since I came here saying, convincing myself that I have to practice Zazen anyway. So I came here. If I don't practice Zazen here, I am just making excuse for her. And you feel very bad if you do not have good practice here. In that way, your emotion, same emotion will will result some different effects on you. So to have problem is good. Without problem, it is very difficult to practice. For instance, here we have not much mosquito. In Japan, while we are sitting, mosquito will bite us. But still, we cannot move as long as we are sitting. Mosquito will help our practice a lot. It is, of course, disturbance, but because of that disturbance, we will have good, strong practice. That is pain, a kind of pain. You may not like that kind of practice, but actually it helps. So, it is not emotion which is bad, but because you make it bad, emotion is bad, because you are spoiled by it. If you are not spoiled by it, emotion is good. Instead of being helped by, instead of receiving emotional help, trying to help others, which instead of helping yourself emotionally, you help others, then with them all the emotions. But emotion is there, but if it is directed in right direction, to help our practice. So when our emotion follows Buddha nature, it is good. And when our emotion spoil our practice, or against our practice, it is bad. But the emotion is not different. Emotion itself is self. That is how, you know, I feel about emotion. But emotion could be treated various ways. As you are an American, you must have some other way of treating your emotions. I think. I don't force, I don't ask you to follow our way of treating emotions. But there are many ways of treating it. But usually people do not know how to treat our emotions. We always treat our emotions by same old way. That is why, you know, we should say something about the emotion practice. Does it make sense? Some other questions?
What
happens when you get to the Yeah, you don't understand. It's okay. Don't try to understand things. It is a kind of small-minded practice. You need something to sit on. Actually, that is not necessary. When you are you, that is okay. Before you understand things, you know, you understand things much better. But if you feel you understand things, then you feel better, that's all. And if you don't feel good, you are not so happy, maybe. That is not so good. Whether you feel good or bad, you know, you should be, you are you, and you should accept yourself. The feeling is just superficial, you know, problem, not real problem. So understanding is just excuse. Most of the time, that is, you say, help. It is not actual help. If I have a book when I give lecture, I feel good. Something like that. It is good, but it is good just to have some understanding. But if you stick to it, then you can. cannot do anything. You will be bound by it. You cannot open your mouth. You cannot do anything. When you do something, you should forget your small understanding. And you should listen to others. Again and again, forgetting your own viewpoint and your own understanding. And try to understand again and again the situation you are. That is like that. So you don't have to have any questions when you come to that point. You should expose yourself. I'm here. Is there something wrong? Sometimes it's all right, but why you have to observe it? That is more important point. Understanding rules. Or else you cannot, the rule will be dead, even though you observe it. Sometimes you are violating it. Rules is not for monastery, for the monastery, but for yourself. To help your practice, you have rules. Individual practice, of course. How? Because you don't know why. Find out what will happen without observing our rules. There are many chances to test yourself. What you mean is whether I become angry or you will be criticized or something like that. Maybe it may not be so, some other things. First I know. But that is too much curiosity.
Too much.
You are very curious about your practice. It is not main goal. Your practice is not following main spirit, main freeway. You are a kind of making trip by bicycle or something. then maybe you better try some other place. Not main freeway like this. Huh? Yeah. That's what you see better. Hey. Huh? What are you doing? There, man, Jesus. The reason why. Oh, I cannot give you all the reasons. But it may be better. For you, for your practice, if I am just usual practice and usual teacher, observing some usual way, like river or mountain existing that way, that will be better. If I give some reason why a mountain is like that, why river doesn't flow in that way, that is too much. If you come to the river, you can bathe or drink something. That is maybe better. I don't want to give. I don't want to talk about the reason why I'm here or something like that. If you get that very easily, it means that you are pretty good practice. Practice, I mean, natural. You are very much one with the practice. Without trying to do something good, you can do something good. Without trying to be free from various desires, you are free from desires. He said, if you can eat anything offered, then already you are practicing very good. It's the same thing to eat which was given to you without discrimination. So if you cannot get that, a moment you hear the Shinde bell, it means that it is difficult for you to die. If you can get that quite easily, it mean that when you have time to die, you can die quite easily. This problem and small problem are not much different. To die is problem. It's little thing. To get up at the moment you wake up, you small practice, but it is not practice. So, to get up is very important practice. So even though you are sleeping, you should get up anyway. Once. And if it is necessary to go back to your bed, then you can go back. But anyway, you should get up. Same thing is true, you know, you have to observe our way. Anything you should say, yes, if you are Japanese, hi, yes, to yourself. It's very strong, sharp, clear cut. That is strong. If you are able to say that, it means that you have not much attachment to things. You are pretty free from your clinging. Very important. That is a very important point. One more question. Hi. Oyo? Nyoho. Nyoho. Nyoho is the thing as it is it? In Japanese? Are you? Nyoho? Do you mean Nyoho? Yeah. Everywhere. 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 Yeah, everywhere. Everywhere. It's when everywhere is here and here, here, here. Everywhere. But that one thing for increase everything. It means that. That thing, you know, this is the land. So it is very perfect. It is about everything. And it is about a great deal which included. That is everything. So Nyoho means when you get up, you should get up. When you go to bed, you should go to bed. That you can get up when you should get up means that you can die when you die. Same thing. So one practice, if you understand one practice, one activity, if you can do one activity with good spirit, then you can do everything in the same way. If you are a good friend of Dasahara student, you will be, wherever you go, in the same way, you will be a good friend of people. That is in your heart. Okay? Anyway, tomorrow morning, we will have just one dozen. Five times. With ten. So one more question, please. Hi. It is not possible to experience death, to think about death even. But sometimes I think you may think about it. Most people have some experience of thinking about their death. Most people have. That is not actually death. But I don't think it is necessary to have actual picture of death in your mind. But it is pretty big problem. Must be thinking big problem. And we should be ready for that. Why I say that is, if you think about it always, it will be a big, great encouragement for your everyday practice. Because it is the most big problem for everyone. There is no bigger problem. It is very good practice to be ready for that. Not thinking, you know, you cannot. Yeah, you can think about it. But why you think about it is to have some good feeling about it. That is why you think about it, maybe. So point is still emotional problem. It is problem of desire or defilement. Thinking mind may accept our death quite easily. What is death? You may explain what is death quite easily. But the emotional is not easy. To think about after death is not so easy to accept. To have actual feeling about it is very different. So, some people say it is like to go another way from this way, open the door and go to the next. If you go to the next place, that is safe. But even, you know, someone explains about that in that way, still you have it is this problem. Right? If you accept your own suffering, if you get up, when you sit together, then it is not so difficult for you to accept your death. It is very tough, and that is only way of helping your practice in its true sense.